tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Here we go!
Woohoo! Heart of Dixie, Season 4, Episode 7, called The Butterstick Tab. And we are about to talk all things Bluebell right now with you guys. Keep up with us in the conversation, hashtag ABTVHOD, and you can tweet along with us. You can find me at Southern underscore Whip.
You guys can find me at The Fancy Hippie.
Oh, I'm Tara, and you can find me at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
And we have a lovely guest in the house, Cricket, on Heart of Dixie. And where can they find you to talk along?
At Brandy Burkhart, B-R-A-N-D-I-B-U-R-K-H-R.
Oh, she's got it.
She's got it.
So we're super excited. And make sure you follow us on YouTube. Follow us, comment. We love to hear from you. So let's just dig into this episode.
Let's do it.
It's always so fun.
Yeah.
I swear, this season's like better than it's been, I think.
I think the audience is getting what they've been asking for.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like because it's just 10 episodes, it's moving faster, so we get the answers, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm just disappointed with a couple of things, though.
What?
I wanted Magnolia to give Shelby a harder time. Like, I didn't get enough zingers.
Well, let's start with that then.
Oh, really? Come on. We've given Shelby a hard time for so long.
I like it, finally.
But isn't she so great at coming out of it? Like, she's so graceful.
She is.
You kind of love her more when she just, like, ices the cake, right? Nobody wants cake without frosting. She's great.
She really is. Isn't that little baby Ethel?
Oh, my goodness.
How cute. We know in Heart of Dixie they always have to have some big event in the town, right? And this time it was Ethel's birthday party. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just talk about what's going on with the Breland family right now anyways, because it's getting juicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, let's start with Lemon. Because she catches her mom and dad walking down the street, and he doesn't say anything until the next day, where she's like, I know, I saw you. Mm-hmm. She's very bitter.
Can you believe that night for her, though? Did she sleep? She must have just been up stewing all night long, trying to figure out some sort of plot or plan or what she was going to say.
I would have been like, I'm trying to go tell the love of my life that I love him, right? That we can be together. And then this woman walks by.
It takes all the attention, you know? And now my mind is completely taken away from what I've been waiting for all this time.
She's like, it's bad enough you left me 15 years ago. Today of all days.
I almost feel for the mom. I mean, I know that's hard because it's like she was old enough to realize that her mom left her, but like she's trying.
Here's what I don't get, though.
I don't know.
When the mom says, she says, I was young. So I did something stupid, but we have the age difference between Lemon and Magnolia, which is fairly big.
Yeah, right,
Brandy? What do you say? It's big enough where you had one kid, you had a bit of time, you had another kid,
right,
and then you just decide you're going to get up and leave.
That's actually true. I think they're like 15 years apart. Because she's like 30.
But we don't really know enough about Lemon's mom to justify her actions. So we're supposed to always look at it through Lemon's eyes. And it actually gives Lemon, and we know that she's identified herself through, you know, the eyes of how her mother treated her, you know. And so it actually gives a justification for how micromanaging.
Controlling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wants everything because she lost that.
And you kind of love her for having, you know, transcended those hardships.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of like the fear of rejection, I would say. Like, she felt very rejected from her mom, so she doesn't want to feel that again. And then George left her at the aisle. Like, you know, the girl's been through a lot.
And that's why Magnolia is so spoiled, because Lemon wanted to overlove her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And be that mom.
Magnolia made reference to it in this episode where she said, the only mother I've ever known is you, so the decision is yours. But
the decision to actually get to know now their half-sister.
Little sister.
Which I think
I think it's just she's a perfect adorable. Thing to add. I think it's so cute that she's like, and she seems so opposite of them. She's like this little tomboy and she wants to play sports, but she's so eager to have a family. You know, she made a point of saying, I'm so bored at home, me being an only child and my parents work all the time. So it just seemed to be like the perfect thing to come together to add a spark to Lemon's like life and existence and getting over this hard part. But this great thing is coming from it, this cute little sister.
I almost felt so sad for her though. Could you imagine that, like dropping that bomb? Like she walks in to see her mom at the end of the day of having fun with Dr. Hart and Rose, and then she hears this girl screaming at her mom, and her mom's crying. She's like, what in the world? I have two sisters. She's met them both and had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, poor little girl. That's going to take, you know, at least like Lemon stepped up.
I think that's going to be easier on her than it's going to be on Lemon, because it's a lot for her to let go of.
That's true.
You know.
And I wonder how she'll act, but it seems like it's getting, it's she's doing well.
My heart broke a little bit when they were in the office and the dad walks in.
And Brooke's
there and sees it. I was like, no, don't stop. Walk back out that door. Because, I mean, just what he must be going through from seeing that is just
I think Brooke is such a selfless father that, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I think he's processing himself, but I think he's putting so much, he's just thinking about Lemon and Magnolia so much that I think it was more about Scarlett being there, and he's thinking about his kids and what it will do to them more than, you know, to him. And the poor father, I don't know if he knows anything whatsoever.
I don't think he has a clue.
Clueless. Well, he's got to now if his daughter knows, you know? That's going to be a whole nother.
That's true. I want that scene, her to come home. Guess what, Daddy?
I know. Yeah. The one thing I did
Mommy
love
has a whole other family.
Is that Brooke does have Shelby to kind of fall back on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like, he loves her. He does. They're all sitting around the table, like, talking about what to do. And I love that Magnolia said, sit here and help us. Because, like, that's the whole point. If Shelby's going to be a part of the family, they have to let her in, too. Mm-hmm. Which they have issues with.
They totally have issues with it. And I love that part. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wanted Magnolia to give her just a couple more zingers, because that's just who Magnolia is. But of course, in the end, I like Shelby. I like Shelby and Ethel being a part of their family, and I think it's super cute having the five of them sit around and figure out what the family's supposed to do. So I'm okay with Shelby being accepted. I just want a little bit more from Magnolia in the beginning.
I think it'll still come. She's a teenager.
Just want a little bit more.
She's a teenager. It's got to keep coming.
Yeah.
But at least she was like, no, stay.
Yeah.
Sit here and be a part of the family, which I think is a good first step for these people, especially with all the change that's happening.
Yeah. And I don't think we know enough about Alice yet. Like, we're going to still find out more about that.
Well, the
right?
beauty of loving Scarlett is that we can love Alice through Scarlett because we can see the transition.
Plus, and it seems like she's a really sweet, well-adjusted little girl.
Oh, yeah. And I just wonder what that reasoning was. Like, Lemon didn't want to hear it this episode, but I really do hope that we find out why she left her kids and husband behind. And who knows? We could be like, oh, you know, I don't think it's ever acceptable necessarily, because look what happened to these girls. Like, they're still having issues with it, but I don't know. Well, I do want to see the reasoning.
Yeah, well, Brooke even said, you know, talking to her and understanding and hearing her side, there's some type of closure there. So even if you can't understand the reason, or if the reason is still hard for you and you would never do it, just hearing it helps you close that door and move on to something else in your life.
And there was a fun little bit with this episode and this whole scenario where we had Zoe Hart was the one sort of guiding Lemon through all of this. She says the thing about with her father and getting closure, and then says, maybe you want to have this relationship with Scarlett. And obviously, Lemon, nothing drives her crazier than Zoe Hart. But it's cute to see those little moments between the two of them.
It was funny because I actually predicted that last week, that the one person that Lemon would go to would be Zoe.
You did, yep.
I thought she'd confide in her. And I mean, it kind of happened. It's not what I expected necessarily. I thought they'd be like, really, you know, like she'd cry to Zoe or something like that. But I kind of like it.
Well, in a small town, it's like really hard to keep up your appearances.
Right,
Lemon is a super strong woman. So she wouldn't have anybody really. I mean, Annabeth, sure, who is, you know, off doing her own thing. Right. But you know, it does make sense that she goes to Zoe, because there would be, you know, if there's judgment, she's already accepted that there would be judgment.
Right.
Because that's their thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's almost the perfect match, which I love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about Annabeth, because that's just a good segue into this situation.
This was fun.
I don't know, you guys. Annabeth and George.
Did we see it coming?
No, I actually didn't. I was like, I didn't want to see it coming, actually.
Well, they're the only two that haven't dated.
Right.
That's true.
I think so.
Yeah, but there are several people,
Lemon and Wade, but they fake dated.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So but there were several fans we had who, like, called it episode two, mm-hmm. who've been trying to, trying to convince us from day one, and I've just been like, no.
I like it. But I have a hard time seeing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I watch it, and I'm like, it just doesn't really make sense to me.
Like chemistry-wise or, like, character-wise?
I think character-wise. Yeah. Maybe it's deeper. Maybe it is chemistry. I don't know.
They have pretty good chemistry, actually, when I watch. My thing was, we thought they were going to kind of branch out, and we thought George might leave Bluebell and go to New York, mm-hmm. and Annabeth might go away to nursing school and kind of just, like, mm-hmm. get out of the town.
Well, we have some episodes left.
We sure do.
True. And I still think that. Over. I will say, though, I can applaud the writers for writing such a southern gentleman in George.
Oh, yeah.
He asked Annabeth out. He didn't text her.
You know, right?
He walked her to her door.
Can we just stop for a second and give some advice to all of the men who are watching this show and who watch Heart of Dixie?
How about that?
Yep, they're out there.
They're already ahead of the game, right. But...
He walked her to her door, asked, can I kiss you? I mean, that's just how it should be.
It was
being
good.
A gentleman goes a long way.
You don't see that a lot on television, so thank you, Bluebell.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Art of Dixie.
Mama taught him something right, Mr. Tucker?
Yeah.
But how funny was it that they could not find a place to go on a date?
I know. And I love we've got Cricket going with a whole list of places.
And you've got Tom doing the same. It's like, what?
Yeah.
That is a super small town.
They should have just called for Domino's.
I know, right?
Stayed in.
I know.
True. On the boat that Annabeth owns, that George rents.
But that wouldn't have been a proper southern first date.
That's true.
You can't be in the house. You got to take the girl out.
Yeah.
Gotta stay
What did we think? What did we think about the date? I mean, at least they could laugh over the awful food.
Well, I thought it was really fun, and I thought it said a lot about them as a couple or friends or whatever their relationship is going to be, that they were able to take such a crazy situation and make it so fun and lighthearted. And if they do end up together, what a great story to have as a first date. They got food poisoning.
Oh, wow.
That is not sexy, people.
It was a great moment, though.
But it shows how comfortable they were to say to each other, I think the salmon's about to come back up, or I got,
see ya.
Right, when you go on a first date, you would have said anything, like, my house is burning down, I gotta go. Like, you would not have admitted.
You would not have been honest.
So it shows how comfortable they are, and that's the part that gets me. They're almost a little too comfortable.
Like brother and sister.
Yeah, it's almost like a friend vibe I'm getting.
Right.
So don't get me wrong, I thought the kiss was hot. I thought the kiss was good, it deserved the toast, all that good stuff. But I don't know yet if it's enough of that, passion yet. I'm not sure.
We gotta see it a little bit more. Yeah. But how good that Lemon was actually genuinely happy for Annabeth.
Yes.
Because that's hard. That's her first love too. I don't know that I could easily be like, I'm okay with you dating someone after
tried to scheme them together already.
I know.
So she couldn't really object.
She couldn't
too
say
much,
anything.
Right?
But wasn't that like a high school love? Whereas LaVon was more of a
an actual
secret.
Different.
And I was waiting for LaVon to like say something to George because he paused for a second when George mentioned it to him. And I thought LaVon's, he had to process it for a second. But then he was like, this is something I can get behind. I was proud of him. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh my gosh, LaVon's going to shut this down. What are we going to do?
No, I knew he wouldn't. He can't after they just dealt with that whole situation of fighting over Lemon and then finally realizing and not being in love with Annabeth. You can't like keep her
that's
on your
true. No
that's
you
know? True. Mm-hmm. I mean you could but I mean mm. yeah
it was
be
really
a cool
sweet
move.
Of George to ask too because he didn't have to but it was a very sweet thing of him to
that
do
that George Tucker
friend. I know
let's set it up
that's
Reagan.
Why I wanted him and Zoe Hart together from the beginning and I know it's not gonna happen but I'm still upset about it.
I'm okay with it but Cricket went on a date this episode
so
what is happening here because
we saw my love interest again.
I know, but man, she had a lot of other love interests.
I know, and I thought, isn't this the thing, like, lesbians move in, like, second
week? Right.
That's what I saw on the L word.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Are we going to see more of that?
Yes.
Good. It's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to meet some of these ex-girlfriends?
You know, I hope not.
Yeah.
Cricket might not be as nice as you remember her to be.
Right.
It's funny because the actress that plays Jaycene is friends with one of my best friends, and they went to college together.
Oh, how funny.
Randomly.
Such a small world.
Yeah. So it's easy. You're just like,
Well, I just posted on Instagram. I'm like, hey, she does go out with other people. Redhead caught red-handed.
Oh, how funny. I love it. No, I kind of like this story, though. I mean, at least there's one. Oh, I mean, you know, didn't they send like you like a registry of
lesbians?
Could have
been my gym teacher.
Yeah. For real.
I love, though, the entire time that you're having this conversation with her where you're in shock and you're getting upset, the smile does not leave your face.
Like,
so perfect. That Cricket, that super sweet southern girl who's like, you will not break me, but I am mad.
But like a smile, isn't it? Like in nature, it's kind of like showing your teeth. Like I could, I'm going to bite your head off in just a second here.
I do love that Annabeth was like, I'm going to leave you to this long conversation that you're about to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, you know. I guess we'll see how that unfolds, which is kind of funny.
I can't wait for that.
But I do have to comment on Cricket's outfits lately. You guys, they're doing all these bold colors.
Yes.
Like the big, like, teal earrings and the bright pink lip. Mm-hmm. I wrote that down because I was like, that looks so good.
You know, I didn't even remember it until I saw it on camera, and I was like, oh, wow. I wouldn't even thought to put that together.
That color, though. You got to get that, girl.
Oh, oh, my goodness. I am, like, always asking hair and makeup and wardrobe. I'm like, give me the numbers. Give me the dresses and the designers.
I love it.
But it's funny. It's kind of reminiscent of the fact that Cricket's kind of coming into her own.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Painting with bolder colors.
I like it.
Do you ever get a chance to consult on what you're wearing, or you just let them pick?
Well, if I really don't like something, I'll be like, you know, in my pictures or something.
Exactly.
But they don't want you to be uncomfortable. So.
Right.
And most of what they pick is, like, adorable.
I know. Yeah. I have to say most every outfit on that show, I'm like, I like that. Mm-hmm.
They gave me some stuff when we wrapped. Actually, they gave me that dress.
They did?
And, yes. And then I put it on in, like, my room, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go out in this. And I'm like, oh, this is Cricket. It's not Brandy. It's very funny. It's very character appropriate.
That's funny. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's very, like, maybe when you go to the South next time,
you can
pull that out.
Yeah.
Too funny.
Definitely the South.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the butter stick tab, okay? Because that's obviously another big overarching theme in this episode is Wade and his flirting habits, and he just can't stop.
Zoe, you could have had free muffins for the rest of your life.
Not a $4,200 bill.
Yeah, but is it really flirting? I mean, coming from the South, we say honey and sugar,
opening
baby.
Opening that door with the shirtless.
I wouldn't have complained. Okay, the shirtless part I can see, right? But she just came to the door. But to say, oh, honey, you look gorgeous and lipstick, that's how we talk in the South. That's how we talk
but
in the South.
But wait a second. Don't we all love Wade for his shirtless
things? Yes,
thank
of course
you
we do.
Okay, oh, saying. No. There's no complaints.
But the thing is, if I was working behind that counter, I'd be like, he kind of likes me. I might have a chance. And I think that's what Zoe's saying.
Really? Okay. Or I guess I didn't take that from it. I mean, I thought that's just how flowery he talked. I mean, I would have soaked up every compliment he gave me all
day
long.
Well, those girls did, and they didn't think anything of it.
I didn't think anything of it. Maybe I'm too Southern. Maybe I like compliments too much. I don't know. But I was like, talk to me. I don't, you know.
I mean, we'd all take what we could get.
Yeah.
You know, good compliments like that. But, I mean, so he's like, you got to rein it in. You got a boy to raise. He can't be acting like that when he's 4 years old.
Well, okay. No, but I get it as far as the kid's concerned. And, you know, not letting the kid grow up.
I want your man to do that. Like,
never.
I want respect. I want, like, personal responsibility. I want somebody who's going to be like, no.
All about you, not talking. I'd get you. That's my issue with it.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of flirting. Sometimes you're friendly and you could have just a flirtatious personality and a little bit of it. I get it. It's fun. It's playful. It's nothing. But, I mean, he took it. He takes it to an extreme. I mean, that is, he's got to rein it in. And he can rein it in a little bit, at least.
Yeah. Wasn't it like six women that he had to bring to, like, tell
them.
I'm like, dude, I mean, he got it all done. You know, if somebody's going and mailing his fishing stick and getting free stuff. But.
And then you have to think, is it his fault that everybody just loves him?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he does look good.
Because he walks around without a shirt. He can fix my car. I remember the times when he had those scenes where he was always fixing the car. You know, never had a shirt on and was like just the right amount of sweaty. Give me a break.
They know how
I
to break do
my
that.
Own car.
Is he just, is he like doing abs on set or
yeah.
something?
Do you know, I have known those kind of I have known those kind of actors. He is not like that.
That's, wow.
He's really chill. That's he must good. Do that at home.
He
or
does that at home.
Yes. Private. He does something, right?
A lot of something.
He's got
he better, because if that's just not like that's just not fair.
No, not at all. And that's nice to hear that he's not that type of actor.
Mm-hmm. He's not vain like that. And I think that's why he's so funny. Like, he will just start improvising on set. And I think that's why everybody loved his chemistry with Rachel so much, is she just laughed.
Yeah.
She could play with him. And he, I always say, is from another planet. Like, he can just come up with great ideas, like, every single take.
That's great.
And he's hot.
That's fun.
Yeah, I know.
The full package.
It's kind of not fair.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even fair. I'll take it.
I know.
It's not fair.
Oh,
wow.
No.
I said
I'd give him free muffins.
Do you
yeah, right?
too?
We all would.
Totally.
I would give him free muffins this season because, like I said, again, I was Team George Tucker until this season.
I don't
and
get
now,
it.
And now I've finally made peace with it, and I realized that Wade is
Team
know,
Wade.
Wade is hot.
But see, isn't that the great thing?
True.
Is that you should be pro George
right.
Tucker, but girls love bad boys, and they think they can reform them. Mm-hmm. By the way, you can.
You can't.
But
cannot.
It's good on TV.
It really is.
It makes for good
but
TV.
But that's exactly what you think when you watch it. I should like him. He'd be the great guy to take home to mom and dad, but. Boy, look good.
Fixing that car.
Mm-hmm. But look, George can call somebody to fix your car.
It's true.
Not the same,
it's
but
not.
You're right.
Oh, but him and Zoe, I have to say, I love it. I'm so glad it's finally happening because I'm like, we can't do this for much longer. I love them together. I think they're so cute.
And
so
I love that Zoe is so game.
Yeah.
She's like put herself on the line. She's just saying, hey, I'm here, I'm working for this, and I'm going to challenge you, and you're going to be okay with it.
Yeah,
it's really
it.
Cool.
I totally like it.
Figure out that $4,200 muffin bill.
No, it's gone now. Isn't it gone now?
Well,
now
yeah, he managed.
Sweet talking
again. He apologized and said thank you to everybody. He bought them all dinner.
That's a lot of muffins,
beer.
Honey. Over 10 years, though, maybe not, but
no.
either way.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't really eat muffins.
No,
clearly. He gives
clearly
those to other women while he walks down the street.
Aha, uh-huh, that's why he gets his nail set.
Exactly.
Just
stashing the muffins for everybody.
So, how, okay, first of all, this is one question I have. Mallory Moy, she looks, I mean, how long has she been pregnant at this point? Wanda
wow.
is, like, about to bust.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then
yes.
Zoe looks like she's about to bust, too. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm just, I don't
yeah, what,
we're not
what, where
up.
Are we? Where are we?
Is Wanda going to pop next episode?
She literally was like, I'm 17 months pregnant. She said that on this
she
episode.
Was.
She
like,
but she really has been.
Yeah, a long time.
I wish I remembered.
Yeah, it's hard. The timeline's very hard to keep up with, I must say. But I think it's got. We've got to have a couple babies coming out by the end of this season.
Yeah.
And
maybe
later.
The goat's going to have something. I mean, there's got to be something popping around there.
Okay, what? Oh, yeah. We have to talk about Lemon finally telling LaVon. We didn't even talk about that.
So sweet.
She finally says.
It was so sweet. Okay, and you. Everybody knows I was not Team LL. Okay. not sure how I feel about it quite yet, but I will say, I do love the fact LaVon said, you don't even have to worry about it. Like, I'm all in. Don't even think about this right now. Wherever you need to handle, I'm here for you. You just don't get that a lot from dudes. And so I love that. I mean, so I have to love that. I have to love the fact that she reached out to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not so, I'm, you know, I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I'm checking the schedule. You know, I'm getting there.
I like them, and I'm really happy because I still want to see so much more of, like, you see it already happening of how he's been there supporting her because he was the one she confided in a long time
right.
ago. So you finally see it coming back around where it's like, oh, this is why. They do connect. I really like them together.
But even beyond that, every time there's been such a big issue in either of their lives,
right.
who do they run
right.
to?
Mm-hmm.
Lemon's always solving LaVon's problems, and LaVon's always pinch hitting for Lemon. So
that's
like,
perfect,
they're
actually.
Great
they're
team.
A great team.
The
yeah.
mayor
they
and
are
the
a good team.
I don't know, the Queen of Bluebell.
I mean, they all in that town. Those two
oh.
personalities together.
I know.
Yeah.
Done.
But I like it because they've both grown over these seasons, so it's like you see so much better of Lemon. Like, I see so many more qualities
yeah.
that I like that she's finally ready for someone for real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And LaVon is real.
Yeah.
I love me some LaVon.
Have you guys ever talked about, like, Rose and Zoe? And how their relationship is, because she's always being, like, I mean, Zoe doesn't always tell Rose everything, but Rose seems to know.
Right. Exactly. Like, she knew she was pregnant. She was the first person to know that.
And they seem to get each other. They do. A mentor relationship.
It's like Magnolia and Lemon, like, because the Magnolia-Rose thing.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have to, sometimes with Rose and Zoe, I'm wondering who's mentoring whom, because it's Rose, even though she's a minor, is so mature and so in sync and so intuitive that she just gets it sometimes. And I'm like, you're too young for that.
But she hasn't been hurt.
Yeah, at all. So. It's very true.
And she's a smart little cookie. She's a smart girl. And Zoe gets very manic at times, and she can bring her back down.
It's true.
It's true. They are super cute.
I like Rose. I think I saw her once in a P.F. Chang's, actually, and I was like, you're so good. With her and her mom, I think. Because she doesn't live out here, right?
She goes back and forth. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but she's super cute. Yeah. And I just think, I like her character a lot, because it brings a different twist with Zoe, which I think is important to say.
Her and Magnolia, too, the popular girl and the outcast. Goodness. A gorgeous outcast, by the way.
But it was funny because they looked like they were going to get along because they had Scarlett as the buffer. Mm-hmm, and then it was so awkward when Scarlett, and they were just like, hi, how are you? You know, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
I don't think that one's going to happen. Plus, I don't know if Rose even cares anymore. At one time, I think she really cared. Mm-hmm. Now I think she's over it. She's found her
niche.
She
knows who she is, which is great to know. At what, 16 or 17?
Right. We never really get there with our high school friends, do we?
Mm-mm.
You know, we always go back to your reunion and you're like, oh, why does it feel like I'm still in high school?
Right.
So it's really nice to see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Transcend that.
Mm. It was a good episode, y'all.
It was a good episode.
Was there anything else we left out of this one specifically? Because I think I did hear some good music in the background. I heard a Chase Rice song, country song.
Oh, did
you? If anybody's a country fan.
What do we think of Meatball singing?
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring up next.
He's got a beautiful
voice. Is he like the breakout star? Meatball.
We've talked about that before. Yeah. He's the one that you remember.
I see him on every commercial right now, actually.
Right?
I'm like, again?
And if you look, I mean, every time I look up, I see Erica, who plays Jacine.
Yeah.
She's on like three commercials right now, too.
Now that you say that,
I'm like, oh my goodness, you guys.
Doing just fine. What commercials is she on? So that way.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
Yeah. You know, you're just like, oh.
Product.
Are we going to see more of you singing, though? Because you have a background in theater.
She does.
Musical theater.
You might see me singing on stage, but I don't think
we
have
it. But not in Heart of Dixie?
You know, we have some musical things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
They should use that.
I mean,
that.
It's Bluebell.
Right. There has to be some big event every episode.
Yeah.
What can we expect with Cricket's character? I mean, we'll see this JC relationship evolve, I'm sure.
Well, I think she's just finding her footing in what it is to be a lesbian and own it.
Right.
And and I actually think it's funny because I don't have any idea what it's like to be a lesbian. And
so it's got to be fun to act.
It is, because I was just kind of like, well, I don't know how to do this, so, like, what do I do? And then I just said to myself, you know what? We're just going to pretend that I'm in love. Like, we're just going to be in love, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that was so liberating and wonderful, because that's all any of us are, right?
So it's true.
So that evolves.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of people reach out to you about the storyline and how much it's meant to them?
A couple of people, And actually, I just had an interview with someone else, and I was saying, like, oh, when I first got I was in my bed, and it was midnight, and I was had a table read the next day, and I was like, oh, I better read the rest of the script for tomorrow. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what happened? What?
What?
No one told me.
Wow. Oh, how
I was like,
funny.
What is happening? And then, like, what am I going to do? I mean, oh my gosh, I'm totally unprepared. And it was really funny because I was like, oh, she's going to wear pink sparkly combat boots next week. Yeah.
I love it.
But it's like, it's so nice that she's just her and she's just doing what she always did. But it's like an authenticity that she's kind of working out in herself. And I think, like, when Lemons left the Bells, when Annabeth left the Bells, when Cricket left the Bells, you know, you kind of grow into themselves. Yourself.
Yeah. I was still shocked, though, that it wasn't the husband.
Well, when we were...
That's
I was
humor.
Like, that was like the biggest bomb that was dropped in Heart of Dixie.
When we were filming the scene, the very first time we did the take, meanwhile, there's such chaos going on because it's a wedding scene. So there's like such, there's 100 people on set. So I finally say, I'm gay. And then I hear, what did she say? Because someone obviously didn't remember. And it was somebody who's been on the show a lot. So I was like, thank you. I didn't see that coming.
That's funny.
So it was, it was really funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a funny, funny part. I loved it.
Yeah, I love that twist in Bluebell. In Bluebell. I know. All of that.
And that's, that's a whole different,
game.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that there's so many different relationships represented in Bluebell. Because they're everywhere.
It's true.
Yeah. Whether they're out or not, they're there. Mm-hmm. So it's great when we can see it and actually talk about it.
I love it. What else is going to happen? What's new coming up with you? I know you can't tell us all that kind of good stuff, but what else are you looking forward to the rest of this year? Like
me? Well, I'm working on writing some stuff, and awesome. I have some stuff in development.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us? No.
Exciting.
We'll wait for it.
Yeah.
We had to ask.
That'll be news and gossip one day soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had to ask.
So tell me, how do I get to Bluebell? Like, give me the directions.
Right?
Well, Warner Brothers?
Yes, definitely Warner Brothers. We take the tour. And actually, if you haven't, if you're in LA and you haven't taken the Warner Brothers tour, it actually is pretty good. I've taken it like 5 times.
So have I.
There's so many good stories.
And every time someone comes to town, I'm like, oh, Warner Brothers.
It's really
it's a good one.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
You've seen so many films. Yeah. You've seen those locations in so many films and TV shows.
A girl can hope that Bluebell exists. I just wanted to know.
I think it does.
Like Sesame Street. How do you get there?
Similar exists.
Pieces in this world. So
been trying to figure that out since 1986.
On set, do you guys have just a ton of fun like filming this stuff and everybody talking in accents and things like that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's so funny because when you get, you're working like 12 plus hours a day. And you have fun when you miss each other. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, I have to spend more time. And then you miss each other again, when you're on hiatus.
Yeah.
So we actually are such a close-knit family, and we get together, offset.
And have fun, yeah.
Caitlin and I have bell meetings. We call them bell
meetings. I love it.
They're a little more scandalous, but...
I'm sure.
Yeah. But, we really genuinely enjoy each other's company. And
that's cool.
Have you all wrapped filming for this season?
Yeah,
when did you wrap that?
October.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Why I don't remember.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I was like, it had to be a long time ago because Zoe was... Rachel was actually pregnant during this, or is that a fake baby?
No, she was
fake baby. That's the actual.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we know that someone else is now pregnant as well. Lemon Breland.
That's right.
Jamie King's actually pregnant in real life.
Baby number 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
So that's a whole nother thing. Should there be a season 5?
Should there be a season 5?
Do we know anything about this season 5?
We don't yet. We have not heard.
May we'll know or something. I remember last year. I was like, when's it coming? When are we going to know?
Yeah.
So we'll hope Bluebell returns.
Yeah.
You guys.
I mean, the great thing about Bluebell is it's so simple and fun and innocent.
Lighthearted.
And yet there's still reality happening.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's a good way to put that
across. There's so few shows that can take you out of your real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you need that. Yeah, that's why I'm like, where's
Bluebell?
That's
why you watch TV.
I know,
it's a fun hour of television. It's a blast. It really is.
It really is. It's lighthearted and fun to watch.
Yeah. Takes you out
and
of
you
it.
And you feel, I honestly, being from a small town, you feel like you could be a part of it. You're like, oh, that's that person from high school or that, That's what makes it fun.
It was really fun when we did the Lake House episode when we had to go, when we went to George's Lake House. Uh-huh. That was so fun. We actually, the whole week, felt like we were actually like on some sort of weird vacation. Sorry?
You guys got wasted on set.
Totally.
The whole.
No, that had to be fun. That takes you back to those teen years when you're like out with your friends.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, and it's fun. On the back lot there's like this lagoon. We like went swimming in it.
Well,
it was
there
like,
you go.
I mean, hey, what a great day at work.
For real.
Did you guys create any new memories that you want to share doing it?
Did you
the crew is all there, so it would have been on camera.
Shucks.
You had to throw it in
there.
You can come to a bell meeting.
Oh, there you go.
There we go, right?
Count me in.
Those sound fun,
absolutely.
Y'all. Okay, well, anything else? Let's do predictions, and we'll see. She knows. I mean, they finished.
that supposed to
be? Right?
I know, right?
Spooky. It's like a little haunted house in here.
It's true. Okay, who wants to start?
Levon and Lemon are going to do it.
Soon enough.
She comes in a robe and they
oh, that's yeah, right. I forgot. Do. The preview mm-hmm. for next yeah. week.
I do have a prediction. It's about George and AB.
Mm. Okay.
And I still hold to what I said before about George ultimately leaving. Now, the twist may
Me
be
too.
AB may be with him. They just had this interesting conversation when he brought up when they were at dinner about when he went to New York and so much adventure and he was afraid of sushi, which I didn't get that, but you know.
I was afraid of sushi.
Were you?
I was too the first time I ever ate it. Oh yeah.
It's weird gosh. Looking. You don't think to eat raw
no,
fish
you don't.
When you're a kid.
And it's too colorful.
Really?
I like it.
I love it.
Too. I love it.
But I mean, it was just, he brought it up again mm-hmm. and she was, you know, she said what she said about, he complimented her by going to nursing school. So it's just these little nuggets that they're throwing
in
there.
Well, he can't live on a boathouse for the rest of his life. And he's getting bored. Like, is he still being an attorney? Like, is he still a lawyer? Like,
he is the manager for the Truitt Brothers
and
quite possibly
Meatball.
So
I guess that's a busy job. I don't know that he's that fulfilled, you guys. I feel like he's leaving.
Yeah, I feel like that's the kind of thing where it's like, maybe you're at Zoe and Wade's wedding and he's like best man, but then, you know, gets on the bus and go, you know, it's like one of those kind of things.
Or he confesses his love for Zoe.
And then it all starts again.
No.
We're like, no.
Although I do hope that Zoe and Wade continue on this fun little back and forth. Like, I don't want any drama with them now. Let it be Lemon and her whole... She's dealing with a lot for everybody right now,
yeah,
you know?
I feel like Zoe and Wade are off limits. I just feel like that... upset that happy home would almost just be wrong.
I hope
like,
we end in a wedding.
Well, every season ends in a wedding.
That's true. That's about all I've got.
Hold on. So if you did see a conflict with Zoe and Wade, what would it be?
I feel like it has to be not anything with their... I feel like their relationship's solid at this point. I don't want it to be anything like you're flirting, you know, like stupid stuff. I want it...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like over how they're going to raise their kid.
So definitely. Season 5 would be, there's a baby and everybody can't sleep.
Right. And it's like, what do we do?
Okay.
I mean, if there's a season 5, there definitely has to be conflict. Like, sooner or later,
right.
it has to
be. Right.
That's true.
Yeah, it has to be. But, like, these next 2 or 3 episodes, let that just ride. Yeah, let's slide. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Good talking. That
you
was
guys
a good
smart.
Episode.
Oh, well, thank you.
She knows everything.
I know.
And soon enough, we will too.
I'm proud of her.
3 more episodes left of season 4 of Hard Dixie.
Wow, I cannot believe that.
It's fast.
I know. It's moving quickly.
And it's wrapping up really quickly. Like, you're right. Levon and Lemon were sitting on a bench just saying that they liked each other. And he was like, I'm here. And now they're scrumping and doing it the next episode.
Well, we don't know. I mean, but like, she definitely staying
never
over.
That word.
That's my word.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Thank you.
Just scrumping?
Scrumping.
Well, okay. We shall see soon enough.
Sounds cute.
Yeah.
It's very innocent.
It's like rabbit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, y'all. On that note... We will see you guys next week. Where can they find you guys to keep up and follow what's going on next? Brandy.
On the CW.
Yeah. Every Friday night.
Friday night.
And on Twitter, again.
Yes, at Brandy Burkhart.
Perfect. You don't have to spell it again. We got that thing. And it's up on the screen. Yeah. Okay, what about you guys?
You can catch me at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
You guys can find me on my site, thefancyhippie.com, or on all social media, at thefancyhippie.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at southern_wit and on my blog, chasingcountry.com. See y'all next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.